Hi there, this is Kevin Skinner, pastor at First Baptist Church in Stockdale, Texas, and welcome to our weekly message podcast. If you live in the Stockdale area, then I would invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to worship with us in person. You can also check out our webpage at fbcstockdale.org. Here at First Baptist, we are a community church with a kingdom mission, and we invite you to join us on that mission. So back in July of 1997, a blockbuster hit was released by the title Men in Black. And there were some pretty recognizable cast members. You had Tommy Lee Jones, you had Will Smith in Men in Black. But did you know that the actress Linda Fiorentina, she played Dr. Laurel Weaver, or the coroner, in Men in Black. She may have not been the first choice for the part, but after she played poker with the director of Men in Black, Barry Sonnenfeld, she actually won her part with a lucky hand. Now, I'm not advocating for gambling here in a Baptist church tonight, but the director actually lost $1,200 to her, along with losing the right to cast any other person in this part other than her. So this coming Sunday is Easter Sunday, and so we're going to celebrate the resurrection that day, but tomorrow we're going to pause on Good Friday. Believers across the country, we're going to pause, and believers around the world will pause to remember Christ's body broken for us, to remember Christ's sacrifice for us. And apart from Christ's body broken, apart from Christ's sacrifice, there would be no resurrection on Sunday morning to celebrate. And so it all goes hand in hand. We need the sacrifice, and we need the resurrection. So on Sunday mornings, we've been in a series titled The Cast of Easter. And so I'm sharing part three of that series tonight, and then I'll share part four of this on Sunday morning. Now, as we look at this familiar story of the resurrection of Christ, and as we examine these familiar members of the cast of Easter that we see during this time each year, I think it's important to remember that while some of them, they may have felt like they just kind of fell into the part, maybe they felt like the part was just kind of handed to them, I think it's important for us to remember that they weren't in these roles by accident. They didn't just stumble into these parts. They didn't win their part in a hand of poker. But you know, had it not been for Men in Black, some of us, including myself, probably wouldn't know who the actress Linda Fiorentina is. Some of you probably still don't know who she is, and that's okay. But for those who have been following Christ for years, we do recognize the cast of Easter. We do recognize these members of the cast of Easter that we see each year during this time. But you know, had it not been for the most important true story of all time, the resurrection of Christ, had it not been for their part in the resurrection, we probably wouldn't know any of these people's names. They probably wouldn't have even made history. But again, they didn't receive these roles by accident. They didn't win it in a poker hand. Rather, I believe that God very strategically used each one of these men and women in these pivotal roles, some good and some not so good, for the sake of our salvation. So, as we think about this, let me say this. God was intentional in every moment with every person leading up to the cross. Let me say that again. God was intentional in every moment with every person leading up to the cross, because understand, the cross is a big deal. The cross is a big deal. So recently, Sarah and I, we purchased a new vehicle. And anytime you purchase a new vehicle, that's a big deal. That's a big decision to make. You know, buying a new car is fun once you get it home, but the process is never fun, right? You've got to be up there for hours. It's something that you have to prepare mentally for, you have to prepare physically for, you have to prepare spiritually for that experience of going to that car dealership, right, and purchasing that car. And then when it comes to the contracts and the paperwork, the agreements, you read everything and you want to make sure that you sign everything correctly. You want to make sure that all of your I's are dotted, all of your T's are crossed, because this is a big deal. Listen, the cross, the resurrection, your salvation, my salvation is a big deal. And so you can guarantee that God had every I dotted. God had every T crossed. He didn't do anything recklessly or haphazardly. Rather, God was intentional in every moment with every person leading up to the cross. So as we're going through this series, The Cast of Easter, I've been asking us, as we look at this very familiar cast, I've been asking us to see someone different in some of these familiar parts. What if Linda Fiorentina hadn't won that hand of poker? What if she hadn't been cast in Men in Black? What if it was someone else in that part? So I've been asking us to see someone else in these very familiar parts in the cast of Easter. I've been asking us to see you and me. And we're asking this question, where do we fit in this story? What character do we most align with? What character do we see our image in? So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 27. We're going to look at verses 15 through 26 tonight. Matthew 27, 15 through 26. Now, as we get ready to read this passage, let me remind you of where we are in the story. Jesus has already predicted that Judas was going to betray him. Judas has already betrayed him. Jesus has already predicted that Peter was going to deny him. Peter has already denied him. And just as we observed the Lord's Supper earlier, Jesus has already observed the Lord's Supper with his disciples. He's been arrested and he's about to stand trial before Pilate. And so that's where we pick up in our passage tonight. So with that in mind, let's read Matthew 27, verses 15 through 26. It says, at the festival, the governor's custom was to release to the crowd a prisoner they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, who is it you want me to release for you? Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ? For he knew it was because of envy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judge's bench, his wife sent word to him, have nothing to do with that righteous man, for today I've suffered terribly in a dream because of him. The chief priests and the elders, however, persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to execute Jesus. The governor asked them, which of the two do you want me to release for you? Barabbas, they answered. Pilate asked them, what should I do with Jesus who is called Christ? They all answered, crucify him. Then he said, why? What has he done wrong? But they kept shouting all the more, crucify him. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that a riot was starting instead, he took some water, washed his hands in front of the crowd, and said, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. All the people answered, his blood be on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them, and after having Jesus flogged, handed him over to be crucified. Now, as we look at this story and as we see these events during Jesus' trial that ultimately led to his crucifixion, while there are several different people that we could look at tonight, there's just three individuals or groups of people that I want us to see in this very familiar story as we consider the cast of Easter and as we ask this question, where do we fit in the story? So first, we see the crowd present in the cast. We see the crowd present in the cast. Now, as we think about the crowd, just earlier in the week on Palm Sunday, they were shouting, Hosanna. As Jesus entered into Jerusalem, they laid out the palm branches. They laid out their clothing. As he rode in on a donkey, they treated him like a king. But now in our passage, we see a much different attitude among the crowd. Now, instead of shouting, Hosanna, they're shouting, crucify him, crucify him. While they celebrated him on Sunday, nearly a week later, they wanted to kill him. Now, this is just a side note, but we see the same thing happening among the crowds today. We see the same thing happening among the world today, where they'll celebrate you one day and crucify you the next day. People can go from celebrity status to zero status overnight. But what happened with Jesus? Why the sudden change in heart here during this week? Well, for the Pharisees, what we see in this passage, for the Pharisees, for the Sadducees, for the chief priests, for the political leaders of the day, Jesus was a threat to them. And so these leaders with great power, they began to influence the crowds to turn them against Jesus, so that when Pilate asked, who do you want me to release to you? They would shout Barabbas instead of shouting Jesus. They wanted to make sure that Jesus continued down the path towards his crucifixion. Now, this may anger some of us, but here's the good news for us. Jesus also planned to continue the course to the cross. Jesus also planned to continue the course towards the cross. Jesus had already resolved in the garden that while the weight of the cross was going to be heavy to bear, the weight being your sin and mine, while the wrath of his Father was going to be the most excruciatingly painful thing that he would ever have to endure in all of eternity, Jesus had resolved that he was going to submit to his Father's will, and his Father's will was the sacrifice of Jesus for your sins and mine. So while the religious leaders and while the crowds, while they wanted Jesus to continue down this path towards the cross, we are reminded that Jesus also planned to continue the course towards the cross. Now, as we think about the cast of Easter, as we ask ourselves this question, where do we fit in this story? I think it's important for us to ask, who am I being influenced by? Who am I being influenced by? Am I being influenced by the political leaders of the day? Am I being influenced by the crowds, by the chants of the crowd? Am I being influenced by the world today? Or am I being influenced by the one who willingly laid his life down on the cross for you and for me? Who am I being influenced by? And let me encourage us, let's not become pawns in the hands of the world. Let's become tools in the hands of the Lord. Let me say that again. Let's not become pawns in the hands of the world. Let's become tools in the hands of the Lord. And let's us be the ones doing the influencing in this world for the sake of Christ. So we see the crowd present in the cast. Second, we see the criminal present in the cast. The criminal in this familiar story was not Jesus. The criminal was Barabbas. And Barabbas wasn't just any criminal. Barabbas was a notorious criminal. If this was modern day, Barabbas's trial probably would have been televised. Everybody would be huddled around their TVs watching Barabbas's trial, and they would be rooting for his conviction, rejoicing in his conviction. Barabbas was a murderer, but he was also probably, in today's standard, he was would probably be considered a terrorist. But while the people should be and would be rejoicing in his conviction, what we see happening instead is the people are chanting for his release. They're cheering for the criminal. They're cheering for this murderer to be set free. And so what we see happen here, we see the unthinkable happen. Barabbas deserved death, but instead what he received was life. Barabbas deserved death, but instead what he received was life. Now, as we look at the cast of Easter and as we ask ourselves this question, who are we in this story? Where do we fit in this story? I want you to know we are most certainly Barabbas. We are Barabbas. Now, Maybe we're not murderers. Maybe we wouldn't be considered terrorists. But the reality is we have all sinned, every single one of us. And I don't care if you think your sin is big or if you think your sin is small. Scripture tells us that every single one of our sins deserves death. Not only do we deserve death, death is what is owed to us. But I want you to hear me. When Jesus went to the cross, the unthinkable happened. Because while we deserve death, life is what was offered. While you and I deserve death, life is what was offered through Christ's death on the cross. Barabbas should have gone to the cross, not Jesus. But the reality is, you and I should have gone to the cross, not Jesus. Just as Jesus took Barabbas' place on the cross, Jesus took your place on the cross, Jesus took my place on the cross. And because Jesus took the criminal's place on the cross, when the criminal confesses Jesus as Lord, the criminal gets to go free. Now, as we think about Jesus taking Barabbas' place on the cross, Barabbas probably felt pretty lucky that day. Maybe he felt like he had won a hand of poker. But I want you to know, Jesus didn't go to the cross out of luck. Jesus went to the cross because of his love. Jesus didn't go to the cross because of luck. Jesus went to the cross because of his love. And because of his sacrifice, if we have given our lives to him, if we have confessed him as Lord, then we get to walk in, we get to receive that love for him, from him. We receive the love from him today, and we get to walk in that love each and every day. Now, if you're here and you would say you haven't given your life to Christ, then I would urge you to turn to him, to know him as Lord, that you might receive that love today, that you might get to walk in that love each and every day. And what a great weekend to do it, Easter weekend, to come to know Jesus as Lord. So we see the crowd present in the cast. We see the criminal present in the cast. Finally, this evening, we see the Christ present in the cast. And of course, Jesus is the Christ. And I've said it over and over again during this series, and I'll say it again. Jesus is the most important member of the cast of Easter. Apart from Jesus, there would be no Easter. Listen, as we think about even all of the technical difficulties tonight, the Lord's Supper service, Easter Sunday, the service is not about me. It's not about the sermon that I deliver. It is about the Jesus that rose from the grave. All of this is about Jesus. You can take all of my words away. My mic could not work a single time this weekend, and it would still be about Jesus. Easter would still be just as great because Jesus went to the cross and he rose again. You can take everything else out of Easter, and you still have Easter. But if you take Jesus out of Easter, there is no Easter. Jesus is the most important member of the cast of Easter. Now, this word Christ that Jesus was often called, and we even see Pilate call Jesus Christ in verse 18. This word Christ means anointed one. And as we think about that word anoint at its very basic level, that word anoint means to choose. So if you anoint someone as king, they're chosen as king. So as we think about Jesus being the Christ, Jesus being the anointed one, Jesus being the chosen one, as he stood trial before Pilate, I want you to know he was chosen to go to the cross. He was chosen by Pilate to go to the cross. He was chosen by the crowds to go to the cross. But most importantly, he was chosen by his Father to go to the cross. And it is only because he was chosen by the Father to go to the cross. It's only because God chose for Christ's body to be broken. It's only because God chose for Christ's blood to be shed that we are able to go free, that we are able to receive eternal life. And so, as we ask ourselves this question, where do we fit in this story? We know that we're not Jesus. We know that we are not the Christ. Because we couldn't be the sacrifice. We could not be chosen to be the sacrifice because we needed someone better to be that sacrifice for us. And I want you to know, Jesus is that someone better. Amen. Jesus is that someone better. He was chosen to go to the cross for your sins and mine by his Father. And he also, as he submitted to his Father's will, he chose to go to the cross on your behalf and on my behalf. And so the question for us tonight as we consider the cast of Easter, the question is have you allowed Jesus Christ not simply to be your sacrifice, but to be your Lord? Do you know Jesus as your sacrifice, and do you know him as your Lord? He is our sacrifice. And I want you to know he is the Lord over all, whether you submit to him or not. He is the Lord. But do you know him as your sacrifice? Have you submitted to him as your Lord? And if you haven't, then just as we do on Sunday mornings, I want to give you the opportunity to respond tonight. As we think about the season that we're in, Good Friday tomorrow, Easter Sunday, the resurrection coming up. If you've never surrendered to Jesus as your Lord, then what a great opportunity to do that now. Tomorrow won't just be a good Friday. Tomorrow will be a great Friday. The celebration of the resurrected Lord means so much more when we know him as our resurrected Lord. And so if you've never surrendered to him, then I want to give you that opportunity to respond right now. And so we're going to sing one more song. And as we sing this song, this is your opportunity to respond. And tonight, if you're here and you would say, you know what? To be honest, I've never surrendered to Jesus as my Lord. But tonight I'm ready to. I'm ready to make that decision to receive his sacrifice, to receive the new life that only he can give me. If that's you, then I would invite you to respond. I'll be standing in front of the Lord's Supper table. I would invite you to come. Now, maybe you're here and you would say, you know what, I've given my life to Christ already. I need to take that next step of baptism. We practice two things in a Baptist church, and that is the Lord's Supper and baptism. If you've never taken that step of baptism, then I would invite you to respond so that you can take that step as well. If you've given your life to Christ, if you've taken that step of baptism already, but maybe you would say, you know what, I have not been following Christ in obedience, and I need to get that right. What a great weekend to do that, to be reminded of Christ's sacrifice and his resurrection. What a great opportunity to recommit your life to walking in obedience. If that's you, I would invite you to respond as well. Whatever it is that God's calling you to do in these final moments, I would encourage you to respond obediently. Would you stand with me right now? Let's go to the Lord in prayer together.
Thanks for listening to our weekly message podcast. At the end of every service, I offer an invitation to respond, and I'd like to invite you to respond today. If you'd like to make Jesus Christ your Lord, or if you'd like information about membership here at First Baptist Stockdale, then head on over to fbcstockdale.org/respond. Your response will come directly to me, and I'll follow up with you this week. God bless you, and have a great week.